Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about college and how the option to go to college has changed over the last couple of years. It used to be that college was looked at as a must and that you must go to college to be successful. But now you're starting to have the option to go and it's starting to look as, oh, well, I don't immediately need to go to college. I should mature a bit. But it's always looked at as, oh, hey, if I can go to college, I should take that opportunity. But now it's looked at as, oh, I'm going to take my time off and I'm going to go mature a bit and do what I can to mature and get money before I go to college. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. The reason it's good is because you can mature, and sometimes people go to college, they go to a party and just go for the athletics, and that's not always a good thing. But if you don't go immediately and you take some time to mature, it's sometimes a bad thing as well, because whenever you go there, sometimes you just fall in with the money and you're like, oh hey, I'm making a lot of money, why should I go to college now? Because it can go like that for a while, but then whenever you get older, you start realizing that a degree is actually worth so much more than you look at it as a young person. Because that can lead you down so many paths, and it can get you more money than you're making currently. On to Aaron's thoughts about how college is an option and not a must anymore.
Alright, on to my thoughts on the college education things and sides. Alright, so,
college education. We all think it's important, but is it really? I mean, getting a paycheck is nice. It's kind of like a drug, honestly. You get one paycheck, you get addicted. Go the next week, get another paycheck. But spending 4 years to get a better job, to get more money, is it worth it while you could be working, getting that 4 years of money, hard-earned money? After that 4 years, if you decide to go 4 years or longer, all you get out of it is the knowledge to do that certain subject for the rest of your life. And get a piece of paper. Now, that piece of paper is important. If you, for say, become a doctor, you can hang up that piece of paper on your wall to chant to everyone that you got it. But really, does it mean anything?
I mean, I would personally say that the degree does mean something, because if you become a doctor, let's be real here, you're going to make some bands, bro. You're going to make some money. But also, the issue is, you go to a university setting, right? And you go there for your education, but part of it is, if you're not mature enough, you go there because you want to party or because you want to go with your friends when you're really not mature enough to be able to handle that. And I feel like that's partially the issue to why some kids don't succeed in certain university settings. Because some kids succeed in small universities and some kids succeed in big universities where the stakes could be higher in small ones or the stakes could be higher in a big one. It just depends on who you are and what your skill set is. Say you're a good studier, you're going to succeed in any school that you go to, but say you're a terrible studier, you're not going to be able to succeed in a big university. University settings are an important part to how you get your education, but also part of it is you have people who actually go for the education, and you have people who go there for the athletics. So an example of this could be Ben Simmons, who's an NBA player. I mean, let's be real here. He went to LSU for the basketball program. But then part of the issue is he said, oh, why do I need to go here and do my academics when I'm also only going for basketball? And he presented a good point. The university setting is not for everyone because it's looked at as, oh, you go here for education so you can get more money and then go on to do what you want. But it's also looked at as, for some people, a party setting. And just as a joke to be like, oh, I go here for this thing when all I need is just this little certificate to be able to do the job that you really want to do.
Or it could be that they do want to do the whatever, like a doctor or a teacher or whatever, but they're enjoying the moment at the same time, that it's not all about school, that you meet new friends, they bring you to parties, you have fun while you're at school.
Part of that also is, though, you also have to take it seriously, though, because if all you're going to do is party, you're taking up the spot that someone else could be having to go out and get their education that they actually want. And that they would use. Because if you're just going out and straight up partying the entire time we're at university, there's something wrong with your ideals to go to that university. Because universities don't want people who are just going to go out and party. Because certain universities have programs where you go there, and if you're not at a specific academic standard, they will just remove you. Because they don't want that there to bring down their looks and how good of a university they are. And that has been our opinion for the college scene. Thank you for listening, and we will be back with another podcast.
Maybe.
See ya. And next on Let's Think, we will be talking about the high school scene.